The price for the fulfillment of what God has said about you is living a life of word, prayer, and praise. Join Pastor Victor Kuforiji as he takes you on a journey of positive transformation and impact through God's word.
Lord, thank you for bringing us safely into February. To you be all the glory. Blessed be thy name. Holy Spirit, breathe on your word this morning. Give us a garment of praise and thanksgiving. Let no one go back the same. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Can I hear a loud amen?
Amen.
Welcome at least 2-3 people and tell them happy new month.
Happy new month.
Happy new month. Happy new month. And then please be seated. Praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. Happy new month to every one of you in the name of Jesus. I welcome you to God's presence at this time and in this first Sunday of the month. To God be all the glory for all he has done for us in the month of January. And I pray that he will do much more for you in the name of Jesus. The theme of this month is go forward. And you are going forward in the name of Jesus. I say you are going forward in the name of Jesus. Forward ever and backward never. I say forward ever and backward never. In the name of Jesus. Did I hear a loud amen? What does it mean to go forward? The title of my message this morning is Going Forward Via Thanksgiving. Going Forward Via Thanksgiving. What does it mean to go forward? It means to advance. It means progressing, making progress. It means to be lifted and to be promoted. There are some of you here that your promotion is due. By the end of this month, you are already in your higher level.
Amen.
You are already in your next level.
Amen.
We are in a very ungrateful world. The Bible has told us that one of the signs of the end time is that men will suddenly become very ungrateful. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1. And verse 2, 2 Timothy chapter 3, say this, know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Verse 2. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, and unthankful. One of the signs of the end time is that men will become very unthankful, very ungrateful. God has a plan for us to go forward, and that is expressed in the book of Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. Proverbs 4, verse 18, for the path of the just is as a shining light, and it shineth more and more until the perfect day. But for you to assess this particular dream and aspiration of God for you, you must be grateful. You must be thankful. Somebody say, I will be thankful. Thanksgiving is your birthright, but it takes, going forward is your birthright, but it takes thanksgiving to go forward. One thing you can never do enough is to thank God. One thing that you can never say I've done more than enough of it is to appreciate God. Thanksgiving is an expression of profound gratitude to God for what he has done. You are expressing your gratitude to God for what he has done. And once you become mature, one of the things you must learn is to thank God. Immediately you understand your left from your right, one of the first things you must know how to do is how to be grateful to God. Quickly this morning, wonderful people, what are some things to note about Thanksgiving? What are some things that we need to learn about Thanksgiving? Number one, Thanksgiving is the celebration of the giver of gifts. Thanksgiving is the celebration. It's celebrating the giver of gifts. Many celebrate the gifts, but they don't celebrate the giver of the gifts. Many love the gifts. The gift of a wife, the gift of a husband, the gift of a job, the gift of a car, the gift of admission to university, the gift of going for youth service, the gift of building a house, the gift of good health. They love it. But they don't celebrate the person that gave the gift. Thanksgiving is the celebration of the giver of the gift, as against just celebrating the gift. Number two thing to note about Thanksgiving is that Thanksgiving is a debt that we owe God. Thanksgiving is a debt. Thanksgiving is a debt. Thanksgiving is a debt that we owe God. That we owe God. We owe God a debt. And that debt is the debt of thanksgiving. That debt is the debt of thanksgiving. Number three thing to note about thanksgiving is that no ingrate can truly become great. No ingrate can truly become great. No ungrateful person can become great. Many want to be great. Many desire to be great. Many, their desire every day is, I want to be great. But how do you become great? You become great by associating and thanking the greatest. In Psalm 71 and verse 7, David was speaking there. He said, for I'm as a living wonder, because thou art my strong refuge. Psalm 71 and verse 7. So you become great by thanking the greatest. Somebody with me this morning, say, I hear. Number four thing to note about Thanksgiving is that Thanksgiving is the cure for emptiness. Thanksgiving is the cure for emptiness. Many are empty. Many believers' lives are empty because they lack thanksgiving. Listen, if you desire to see the hand of God, you must thank Him for His finger. Many become empty. Their life become empty because there's nothing that God does. There are some people that it's only when they get money that they thank God. When they sleep and wake up, they don't see any reason to thank God. When they travel and come back, there's no reason to thank God. What's the big deal? Travel more than this. It's not a big deal. Health, you know, recently, because of my very intense schedule lately, I've not really had time to do as much exercise like I normally do. So, like a week plus ago, I just said, let me even do exercise tonight. So, I carried the dumbbell. I have a dumbbell I normally carry sometimes. So, I carried it just like I normally do. That was after praying in the night, around midnight or thereabouts. So, I went to bed. By the time I woke up in the morning, my back... I think I told you. My back was in so much intense pain. Something I do regularly every time. So I now say, one has to be thanking God. Some things that you do regularly and you don't really think is normal. You just think it's normal. Some people just do it and they have a problem. How many of you have had toothache before? Toothache. That is the godfather of pain. Toothache. You dove cap for it like this. We must be thankful to God for every little thing that we see Him do. We must be grateful to any little thing you can remember that God has done for you. You must remember to thank Him. Somebody say, "I will thank God." Somebody say, "I will thank God." Thanksgiving is the cure for emptiness. Number five thing to note about Thanksgiving is that Thanksgiving is a product of appreciation. You can't thank God when you don't appreciate what He has done. Thanksgiving is a product of appreciation. Nobody here will suffer depreciation. You only thank God when you appreciate what He has done for you. When you don't feel He has done anything for you, you don't appreciate Him. When you don't feel He has done anything significant for you, you don't appreciate Him. And somebody is here this morning, your life will continue to appreciate. I say your life will continue to appreciate. I say your life will continue to appreciate.
Amen.
You will never suffer depreciation.
Amen.
One of the secrets that you need to imbibe in this economy, and you know the economic challenge now is not about Nigeria. I hope you know now that the economic situation is not about Nigeria now. It's all over the world now. The kind of things that are happening now. In fact, the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Please learn to thank God. Learn to thank God. Things are happening. As in, like, seriously now. And those that don't know how to thank God, they are the ones that will suffer most now, because they are not used to appreciating God for little things, so they can't grow into higher levels of things. Examples of people who went forward via thanksgiving, of course, number one is David. He was a man who was really grateful to God for everything. He was a shepherd boy, and he moved to become the greatest king. Somebody say, "Go forward." He was able to go forward on the platform of thanksgiving. In 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 13 to 15, 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 13 to 15, after he recovered the ark, he began to thank God so intensely that his wife said, "Why are you thanking God in this way? What is your problem? Why are you debasing yourself? Don't you know who you are? You are a king. A king does not do like that. You are a rich man. A rich man is just supposed to do like this. I would need some rich men, they will just do like this." They are thanking God like that too. David did not do that. He humbled himself. He did what we'll say in the song of Yoruba. So he went down, he went round, he went on the floor. He was just doing it so passionately. And because of this, God lifted him. God will lift you today. I say God will lift you today. The level you never thought you'd be able to get to, God will lift you there. Come on, somebody say it loud, amen. Somebody say a loud amen.
Amen.
The level nobody ever thought. Because, you know, this. I believe that David was a thinker. He usually sit down to meditate and think. Sheminore Oluwa. Sheminore Oluwa. Mowadupe ore atodumodun. Mowadupe ore atoshumoshu. Mowadupe ore igbagbogbo. Sheminore Oluwa. That was the kind of life David was living. He will always think, "I remember the place where you brought me from." He was always remembering his past. How he used to step on poo-poo in the bush. How maybe he has even slipped off one day when he was there. How he probably used to eat one type of meal. Beans. Maybe once a while he will get garri to soak with it. I'm sure some of us have had experience like that before. Where there's a time that you eat only a particular food. Maybe bread. As in, that's the only thing that you can. Always grateful. Ever thankful. Ever grateful. That will be the kind of person you will be. I said that will be the kind of person you will be. I said that will be the kind of person you will be. Can I hear a loud amen? Can I hear a loud amen? Number two, example of people who went forward through thanksgiving. The second example is Joseph. Despite that Joseph was ridiculed, despite the fact that his brothers hated him, despite the fact that his parents did not believe in him, when he had a dream, they could not believe in him. Despite the fact that they lied against him, that he wanted to rape his Oga's wife, whereas it was not true. They even had evidence. They had his clothes, whereas it's not true. The evidence was true, but the matter was a lie. The evidence they proved, they showed was true, it's his clothes, but the matter, what they said he wanted to do was a lie. Yet, he went further into prison. When he got to prison, he should have been very, he should have said, God, I'm no more born again. I'm tired of being born again. This born again, everything that's done to me is just to bring me down. From my father's house, hatred. Mother's house, hatred. He sold me into slavery. Made the light against me. Now I'm inside prison. Life imprisonment. I'm tired. I'm not serving God again. Then he begins to smoke banja wee-wee with the other prisoners. Joseph never did that. Every time he will thank God. Not only thank God, he will encourage others. And before long, he was able to go forward. He ended up on the throne. You will end up on the throne. I say you will end up on the throne. In Genesis chapter 40 and verse 8. Genesis chapter 40 and verse 8. And they said unto him, we have dreamt a dream, and there is no interpreter. And Joseph said unto them, do not interpretation belong to God? Tell me them, I pray thee. He was always giving every glory to God. He wanted to interpret somebody's dream. He didn't say, tell me, I'm gifted in interpretation. He said, tell me, God is the one that can interpret dreams. He was always returning the glory to God. He was always grateful to God for everything God is doing. If you see a man or a woman who is very deeply in the matter of thanksgiving, you are face to face with somebody who will go forward. Devil can't stop them. Because God knows when they get to their next level, he will receive the glory. God knows that if he can lift them, he is the one that they will thank. They will not say, it's because I'm very beautiful, that's why handsome men running after me, and I was able to pick one that is very rich. They will never say that. What they will say is, it is by God's glory. It is by God's grace. It is by God's help. It is by God's assistance. It is by God's favor. It's not only about beauty or handsomeness. So I hope you know that. I hope you know that. It's not only about beauty or handsomeness. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Joseph practiced a life of gratitude and praise, and it took him to the throne. As you practice this also today, it will take you to the throne. How to go forward via thanksgiving? How do you go forward via thanksgiving? Number one, thank God for where he brought you from. Thank God for where he brought you from. Remember the story of your own life. Remember your own story. Where you were before. How you made mistake, and God did not use that mistake to judge you. How you were a bad boy or a bad girl before, yet he showed you mercy. Remember where you were before. Remember your village where you were before. Where you used to go to farm with your parents. Or if you were in the city, how things were for you in the city. How you were always struggling for ends to meet. Now see where you are now. So remember, people that don't remember, they can't thank God. Always learn to remember that where you were before is not such a very pleasant story, but God has done something wonderful for you. If you are like that this morning, shout a big hallelujah. Number two on how to go forward via thanksgiving, thank God for your present level or situation. Thank God for your level. Some people, they don't thank God for their present level because they believe that that level is not what they are supposed to be. You don't move forward like that. You don't go forward by criticizing God for where you are today. With thanksgiving, God can shift you from that level and shift you 10 times within a short period of time. He can shift you 10 times from where you are with thanksgiving. But with complaining, you are there. It's a fixed deposit. You are there permanently. You are just at one spot. Always thank God for your present level. Always thank God for your present level. If you are working in a place, thank God for your present grades. Don't be seeing your friends who are already in two grades ahead of you. So because of that, you become moody. And when you become moody, things will not be easy. Thank God for your present level. Thank God for your present grades. Thank God for your present condition. And God will change your condition. I say God will change your condition. I say God will change your condition. Number three, how to go forward via thanksgiving. Thank God in advance for the future that you are desirous of. Thank God in advance for your future. Ephesians 5 verse 20. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 20. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18. 1 Thessalonians 5 it says, in everything give thanks. In everything give, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Thank God for the future you can see. Thank God because you can see a greater future. Though you are riding a bike now, motorbike now, you can see yourself in a bigger car next time. Though you are in a face me, I slap you apartment now, you can see yourself in a good apartment very soon. Thank God for the future you can see. When my wife and I first got married, we had a habit of together we used to thank God. We had not had children at that time. We'll be thanking God. So the neighbors were always making noise. So we would lock all our windows and be thanking God. We were like a nuisance in that place because everybody would be like, "What you don't do now, people." Just be thanking God. We just be thanking as if we have hit a lottery. Just be appreciating God. Just be thanking God. We just be exalting God. We left all of them there when God built us our first house. We left everybody there because of thanksgiving. Because we can see a few, everybody can say, maybe they don't have much. They are managing. Hey, well, that's your own problem. We can see something greater. When you see something greater, you will thank God better. Hello. Thank God for your future. Thank God in advance for your... Let people ask you, what's making you so excited? What is special? What is special is because I can see something greater. If you are like me that can see something greater, shout a big hallelujah. I say if you are like me that can see something greater, shout a big hallelujah. You are the next to celebrate. I say you are the next to celebrate. I say you are the next to celebrate. As you thank God for your future, you will assess that future. As you thank God for your future, you will step into that future. I have never seen anything I thank God for being on the same level. Nothing. Nothing. There is nothing I've said thank you God for that remains on the same level. Nothing. Everything I thank God for increases. Everything I say, oh God, thank you for this thing. Anybody can say it's a small thing. It's a small thing. But there's no small thing before God. And even if it's small now, it can grow big through the yeast of thanksgiving. You know thanksgiving is a yeast. It's a fertilizer. Fertilizer will make everything, boom! Business you are thanking God for, boom! Finances you are thanking God for. Somebody gave you 5,000. God, 5,000. Naomi. God say, you are getting ready for, if the initial one was 5,000 naira, the next one will be $5,000. It's not the same thing. Hello? It's not the same thing. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say loud amen. Amen. Quickly, as I begin to round up, what are the benefits of thanksgiving? What do I stand to gain if I continue to thank God? Give you a few of that, and then we will go into very intense thanksgiving this morning in this first service. What are the benefits of thanksgiving? Number one, thanksgiving is the catalyst that speeds up unhindered progress or growth. Thanksgiving is the catalyst that speeds up unhindered growth. Anytime you want something to grow, introduce thanksgiving. Instead of getting to the office in the morning, thank God. Instead of getting to your shop in the and saying, thank God. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 10, neither ye murmur as others murmured and were destroyed by the destroyer. Thanksgiving is what brings about unhindered growth. Many want things to grow, but they don't thank God, so the thing never grows. Nothing grows in the hands of a murmurer. Nothing grows in the hand of somebody that, do you know God places you on a particular level sometimes to help you to learn a lot at that level? Because if it takes you to the level that you desire without you being learning the present level, you can crash. Are you getting what I'm saying this morning? So he will keep you at a particular level for some time so that you can learn. A single lady, you are trusting God to get married. Thank God that you are marriageable. Then the right guy will come. Then you shift to the new level. You just started a business. Thank God the level it is. Maybe it's just you are just selling 2,000 per day. It's okay. Everything big starts small. Everything big starts small. So thank God for that little level. Because soon, something great is going to happen. There are many of you here. You will be the breadwinner of your entire family. Your entire family, they will see the glory of God on your life. Somebody say loud, amen. Amen. Through you, many will rise in the family. Your amen is not born again. I say through you, many will rise in your family. Great people will rise in your family. And not only through you alone, through your children. I say through your children. Great people will rise in your family. In the name of Jesus. Number two benefit of thanksgiving is that thanksgiving always attracts blessings. With thanksgiving, you attract blessings. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22. Bible says, the blessing of the Lord is what maketh rich and added no sorrow. God is the giver of blessing. Well, how can you secure this blessing? Thanksgiving. Many want blessing. Blessing is good. But the secret of attracting blessing is to thank God. The ungrateful can't be blessed. The ungrateful cannot be blessed. The unthankful cannot be blessed. The unthankful cannot secure blessing. If he or she secures blessing, it's just temporary. Every man or woman that will enjoy the best of God and attract different blessing must always be grateful. I want to give you an advice this morning. Deliberately look out for what you can thank God for daily. Let your mind be filled with thanksgiving to God. Let me tell you, your present situation is another person's prayer point. It could have been worse for you if not for God. Don't let what you are seeing in Instagram and what you are seeing in Facebook deceive you. A lot of people, it is Photoshop that is helping them. Don't be distracted that maybe this person is doing better than me. This person is doing better than me. A lot is packaging. You are doing better. Hello? It's packaging. That's why some people, when you see them in photograph, you'll be surprised that what you are seeing in photograph is different from what you are seeing in real life. Don't let what you are seeing in another person's DPA or something deceive you. What God is doing in your life is much more. And let me tell you, because you are not updating your status every time on your Facebook does not mean God is not doing something in your life. You know, there are some people, any step they take, it must be on Facebook. Anything that God does for them, they must present it for everybody to see. Maybe God does something for them every 1 month. There are some people, God does something for them every day. If they are to be put it on Facebook, how many things do they want to post? Be grateful to God for the blessings you have. He will give you more blessings. Be grateful to God for everything. Count your blessings deliberately. Count your blessings deliberately. You will see Him giving you more blessing. More blessing. More. Many of you, the kind of blessing God will give you this year, you will not be able to contain it. So much so that you will give out some of those blessings. Some of you have not given out clothes or cars in a long time. You will begin to do it now. Amen. I know you can't give what you don't have. So you will have more than, you will have an overflow that you give out other, to others in the name of Jesus. Benefits of Thanksgiving. Number three, Thanksgiving guarantees the future of the blessing. The blessing you have has no future when you don't thank God. Malachi chapter 2 and verse 2. Malachi chapter 2. And verse 2. Can we read together, everybody? 1, 2, go. If you will not hear, and if you will not lay it to heart, to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you. I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already, because you did not lay it to heart. Somebody say, God forbid. God said, any blessing I give you, and you don't thank me for it, the blessing is cursed. Anything, and you know, if curse is on anything, that thing is as good as, it will wither away. I've told you the story before of two pots. They planted one pot with a particular plant. Planted the second pot with a particular plant. And one pot, they were raining blessing on it. The other pot, they were raining curses on it. The one they rained blessing on, that one produced fruit. The one they rain curse on, never, it just withered away. God said, if you don't thank me, you are at risk. Your business is at risk. Your career is at risk. Even the little one you have is going. Oh Lord, is going. Because you are not grateful for it. Thanksgiving is the preserver of what you have and the preserver of what is coming in the future. Thanksgiving is the preserver of what you have. Is the preserver of what you will have. Is the preserver of what you have already. No thanksgiving, no future. Your future is bleak without thanksgiving. There's no future except you are a thanksgiver. From today, the grace to be an unrepentant thanksgiver. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I say receive it in the name of Jesus. The grace to be an unrepentant thanksgiver. Receive it in the name of Jesus. That great future, you will assess it. Amen. Colorful and it's bright. I must get there. My future is bright. I must get there. My future is bright. How do you get there? Thanksgiving. Prayer is good. Of course, you know that by God's privilege, I'm a man of prayer and I love praying. I enjoy praying. But there is no sequel of much your prayer can do with a heart that is not grateful. There is not much you can do when your heart is not thankful. It's just like 10 steps forward. Like 2 steps forward and 10 steps backward when you are not grateful. You just take 2 steps forward and you go backward again. You come forward again. You go backward again. You go forward. That will never be you in Jesus' name. I said that will never be you in Jesus' name. Lastly, benefit of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving makes God to lift you. John chapter 12 verse 32. John 12, 32. If I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. If you can lift me, I will lift you. How many of us have entered into elevators before? Elevators. Immediately you enter into an elevator, you press a button for the floor you are going. Am I right? And then the machine begins to take you to a higher level effort. That's how Thanksgiving is. Immediately you enter into Thanksgiving, you press the right buttons, dancing, rejoicing, smiling, grateful heart. It just takes you to the right floor. If the Thanksgiving is small, maybe your level will stop at the first floor. If the Thanksgiving is more intense, maybe we'll stop you at third floor. Maybe it's very, very, very intense. It can take you to seventh floor. Thanksgiving goes a long way to determine the floor you will end in life. Where you will end is not in the hands of the devil. It's not in the hands of your enemy. It's in your own hands through your Thanksgiving. And this morning, God is giving you and I another privilege to be able to show our thanksgiving. To be able to express to him that, God, I am thankful. God, I am grateful. God, I am grateful. That's why we're here. And I know that as we express our thanksgiving to him this morning, he will answer us in the name of Jesus. And you and I, we go forward again in the name of Jesus. Can I hear a loud amen? Amen. After this thanksgiving, the level you were before, the level you have been before, will not be the level you will be from tomorrow morning. Because God will shift you in the spirit realm and in the physical realm. So shall it be. Rise up this morning and give God praise. Give him all the glory. Give him all the honor. Give him adoration. Thank him this morning from the bottom of your heart. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' name. Just before we move forward to begin to thank God this morning, you are here and you really want to go forward in life, but you want to first make your ways right with God. You want to first make your ways right with God. I want to pray with you anywhere you are, online, on ground, or anywhere you are this morning. You want to first make your ways right with God. You want to go forward, but you want to first settle one or two things with God. I want to pray with you. All heads bowed. You want to give your life to Jesus? Or you want to rededicate, that is, you are born again, but you just made a little mistake here and there, and you want to be sincere. You want to make your ways right with God. I want to pray with you. Anywhere you are, just lift up your right hand and I will pray with you. I'll pray with you. Also, you want to break an addiction? You want to say no to any particular lifestyle? Or you want God to help you to live above any form of iniquity? You want God to help you and you want to continue to please him in your life and you want to continue to live for him? I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you. You want the yoke of sin broken? You want the power of sin? You want the guilt of sin to leave you? There's a guilt in your heart. You want God to wipe away that guilt? I want to pray with you. God bless you. Lift it up very well above your head. I'll pray with you just where you are standing.
Daily as I live, often as I breathe, let my whole life be expressions of your grace. Daily as I live, daily as I live,
often as I breathe,
often as I breathe,
often as I breathe,
let my whole life,
let my whole life be expressions of your grace.
I'm going to count from 1 to 3 and I'll pray for those whose hands are lifted. Also, you want today to be that day. 2nd of February, you want to remember today for life as the day you gave your life to Christ. That is, you don't have a particular day you gave your life to Christ. You are living for God, but there's no particular day. You don't know the date. To want today to be the date. I want to pray with you also. Just lift up your right hand. Anywhere you are, I'll count from 1 to 3 and I'll pray. 1. Also, you are here, you want to live a holy life, you want to live for God every day, you want to break the yoke of addictions, you want to please God with your life, you want to turn a new leaf, I want to pray. God bless you. Lift your hand above your head. God bless you. God bless you. Don't be the last person. Two, I'm about to pray for those whose hands are lifted. Online, on ground, in all churches, connected. You want this morning to mark a new dawn in your life. You want this morning to mark a new dawn in your life. You have tried on your own, but you could not do it, but you want God to help you. I want to pray with you this morning. God bless you. God bless you. Lift it up above your head. God bless you. God bless you, my brother. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God will prosper you. God bless you. You are the only one we are waiting for. Many are already with Jesus. Many are already embracing the call of Jesus. What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world but loses his own soul? What is the purpose of this world if one doesn't have a God that you can call your God? God is a merciful God. No matter how bad your sin is, God can show you mercy. God can show you mercy. God can show you mercy. Now with your right hand lifted, three, lift up your right hand. God bless you, my brother, my sister. God bless you. Online, everywhere, connected in all our churches that are connected here. God bless. Now say after me, Lord Jesus, please forgive me my past sin. As your son, as your daughter, have mercy on me. This morning, afresh, I declare you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for helping me to please you and to know you. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for these ones online, on ground. Please bless them. Let your hand be upon them at all times. Let your grace rest on them. Grace to sin no more, give to each one. In Jesus' name. Amen. Please follow the counselors online. Send us a text, a WhatsApp. Those here, follow the counselor. Please clap as they go. God bless you. God bless you. Take that song one time.
Thank you for listening to us. We believe you were blessed. For more messages and inquiry, check www.impacthousechurch.org. God bless you. We appreciate you.